The secretary to the mayor entered stiffly, while the solemn majordomo tiptoed the door shut behind him. Mala fastened his belt and said, "Take your choice of chairs, Sut." Sut barely cracked a flicking smile. The chair he chose was comfortable, but he did not relax into it. From its edge, he said, "If you'll state your terms to begin with, we'll get down to business."
"What terms?"
"You wish to be coaxed. Well then, what, for instance, did you do at Corel? Your report was incomplete."
"I gave it to you months ago.
You were satisfied then."
"Yes."
Sut rubbed his forehead thoughtfully with one finger. "But since then, your activities have been significant. We know a good deal of what you're doing, Mallow. We know exactly how many factories you're putting up, in what a hurry you're doing it, and how much it's costing you. And there's this palace you have." He gazed about him with a cold lack of appreciation. "Which set you back considerably more than my annual salary. And a swath you've been cutting, a very considerable and expensive swath, through the upper layers of Foundation society."
"So?
Beyond proving that you employ capable spies, what does it show?"
"It shows you have money you didn't have a year ago. And that can show anything. For instance, that a good deal went on at Corel that we know nothing of. Where are you getting your money?"
"My dear Sut, you can't really expect me to tell you."
"I don't."
"I didn't think you did."
"That's why I'm going to tell you. It's straight from the treasure chests of the Commodore of Corel."
Sut blinked. Mallow smiled and continued, "Unfortunately for you, the money is quite legitimate. I'm a master trader, and the money I received was a quantity of wrought iron and chromite in exchange for a number of trinkets I was able to supply him with. 50% of the profit is mine by hidebound contract with the Foundation. The other half goes to the government at the end of the year when all good citizens pay their income tax."
"There was no mention of any trade agreement in your report."
"Nor was there any mention of what I had for breakfast that day, or the name of my current mistress, or any other irrelevant detail.